A word of ammunition, you already know. My friends always smile when I tickle their toes. Marlo over there, helping me out. I'm over here built like a recon scout.
Welcome to Ammunition Nation.
Scrap! Brr, brr, bop!
Here's where we talk about gun control and problems that causes for many people. Hi, my name is Mara, and I'm with...
Malika!
My ELA teacher, Mr. Reed, asked us to do research on this topic. During this episode, Malachi and I will discuss our research we found. Malachi, what do Americans need today?
They need gun control and donkeys.
Our next topic is on school shootings. Malachi, what is your thought on school shootings?
Well, school shootings is a bad thing, and we should really take more interest in this. I don't know if with Donald Trump doing that in the White House, but people are getting scared and killed out here. We need to really do something about it.
Do you think that metal detectors or stopping bullying would help decrease school shootings?
Definitely. Well, when I was a kid, I got bullied all the time just because I was, small. But, that has nothing to do with the story. But I definitely think if you decrease bullying and get metal detectors, a lot of things can happen.
Here on our next topic, we're going to talk about gun control and how to use guns. And here are some stories from Mira and myself.
One story that I have is with my dad, and these people tried to come and steal his truck that was in our garage with guns. And they pointed a gun at my dad's head. But without my dad not having a gun, I probably wouldn't have my dad today.
How did this make you feel, Mira?
Made me feel really upset and scared that he was kind of overpowered because they had guns. If he didn't have a gun, he would be a little more scary.
Did you know who these people was?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, here's the story about me. My story is a little bit more interesting than Mira's was because, hers was a little whack. But we're not going to talk about that. I lived in Chicago for many years, for like 7 to 5 years. And I went into so many gunfights with so many people. And the saying is to never bring a knife to a gunfight. Ever, ever, ever. I remember the time when I got robbed and somebody was breaking into my house. And me and my parents and my sisters, we didn't know what to do. So we grabbed the wooden planks and we hit the man's in his kneecaps. And he was like, blink, 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 blink. And we started hitting him in his kneecaps and the cops never showed up because we put him in a body bag, threw him in a trash can, and left him there. Here today we have...
Mara.
And Mara, how do you feel about cops not doing anything about gun violence?
Well, I think they really don't help people at all, like teens, kids, or adults, to show that guns are at least safe, or they just make them afraid of it when they really shouldn't. Cops really don't use guns in right ways.
Okay, do you have any examples for us, Mira? Any movies or examples?
Yes, there's a movie called Star, and that's about a girl who watches her best friend die right in front of her.
So what happens in this movie?
Well, the best friend gets killed by a cop because the cop thinks the brush is a handgun and kills him automatically without questioning anything.
Well, how did this make you feel?
It made me feel really upset because the cop shouldn't have done that and he's not even being charged for any murder or anything.
Well, do you think this could happen in real life?
Totally.
All right. Thank you for being on this talk show. My name is Malika.
And my name is Mara.
And this is
Ammunition Nation.